Beach tomorrow.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been around for 17 years, and so far it's sticking around. The Senate falls short of the votes needed to push the discussion forward. So what does it all mean? That's part of what we're going to be talking about here on America Tonight. The repeal has been blocked. Also, one of the president's men, another one, has decided to leave. This time, I thought it was a dunderhead of an economic advisor, Larry Summers. He'll leave the White House by the end of the year. But what about Timmy Geithner? He needs to go with them. Maybe he'll get a job at Harvard, too. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, undecided, just furious. Or maybe you call yourself a member of the Tea Party. I don't care if you have 2 cents, you want to throw it in. This is the time to do it, and this is certainly the place. We call it Water Cooler Buzz, because you get to pick a lane on this show. 800-259-5791. In other words, we don't tell you the lane. 800-259-5791. There, I did it. I gave you the digits right from the get-go. In another 6 weeks, it's time to go to the polls, and actually absentee ballot is starting. So people who don't want to actually go on November 2nd can do it with the absentee balloting. And, you know, a lot of times that gets sloughed off, but a lot of people vote that way, and we certainly know military folks vote that way. So what will happen with the House? Enough votes to shake things around. You're talking 40. Senate, you're talking 10. There are 37 Senate seats up for grabs. 37 states will have new governors, or maybe the same governors that they'll reelect. We'll see how that all plays out. Right now in the polls, Obama, as far as his popularity or approval rating is probably the best way to say it, it's somewhere in the mid-40s. They do this CNN poll of polls, so they take all the polls that are out there and compile them, crunch the numbers. The number came up at 46% of Americans approving of how Obama is handling his White House responsibilities, 49% saying that they disapprove. The president's approval level at 67%, remember, back in February of 2009, takes over the White House, which is the usual dip for any president. In July of 2010, it falls to 43%, the lowest the whole time he's occupied 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I would say to this audience, are you surprised by this? But I think most of you would say you're not surprised. And I think at this point, what's happening to the current president is that he's feeling the effects of the people that also voted for him. It's not just a wall of a blockade of people that are Republicans or people that call themselves members of this new undefined Tea Party. No, it's a lot of people that are discouraged Democrats and people who are very liberal who see that a lot of the campaign promises are just falling by the wayside. I think what the Democrats will focus on is to the core constituents, their base would be, well, look, healthcare was done, and we're trying to combat financial reform, and hey, you can't expect us to wave a magic wand over the financial crisis. It's going to take time to solve that. The president said the other day, probably 10 years. Ooh. And he didn't really explain it. He didn't flush that out. And I thought, wow, don't even say that. Don't even go with a timetable, because 10 years doesn't really sound good to anyone. 10 years, that means you could, by then, for some people, you could get more gray hair. For other people, they could be inching toward retirement. For others, they're out of college and they're hoping to get married and start a family. A decade is a long time. It's like the old question you'd get asked when you would step into a job interview. And the person interviewing you would ask you the lamest question of all, because I hate this question, but I'm sure I've been asked it probably 15 times. Where do you see yourself in 10 years. Well, who knows? What am I, Madam Cleo? So, because they're trying to gauge what you say in your answer. Oh, moving up the company, taking your job, whatever. But 10 years is a very long time, so it didn't sound good when he uttered that the other day. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, you get the first crack at it this hour on ATN.
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't put too much stock in these polls. You know, depends who you're asking, who they're talking to and all that.
Well, that's why they call it the poll of polls, because they meld all the polls together. I think you can put some stock in polls. That's why politicians lean on everything that comes out of the polls, because they know that some of the predictions and the forecasting become true. That's why they pay for polls. That's why they want to know what people are thinking. But you're right. You could manipulate numbers however you want. The bottom line is, I always say this, when you're talking about the president and his approval ratings or whatever, when it comes to Democrats or Republicans, because that's the only two games in town really right now, even though the Republican Party is morphing a little bit as far as with the Tea Party movement, when you look at polls, you have to keep in mind how many of the people that take polls, you know, the likely voters, how many people actually go and vote?
Not very many.
No, not very many, because we have a terrible voting record here in this country.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people like to complain and everything, but they won't go vote.
That's right.
Anyway, you know, they didn't give Henry Truman much of a chance to win. Look at what he done. You know, his polls is way, way down. So.
You're right.
And look at first George Bush. After the war was over, his flop, you know, his poll was 82%. Then next year he gets beat by Clinton. So I wouldn't put too much stock in these polls. Besides Obama, don't worry about polls anyway. You know, he don't base his decisions on polls.
No, I disagree. I think he totally bases a lot of decisions on polls.
Think so?
Absolutely. That's the problem, because the people around him, that's what I say that's so frustrating about this guy, is why does he, it's always like he's taken a step back after he makes a stand. Even if the stands, they find out in polls that the stand wasn't popular, so then they ease back into something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when everybody went after Shirley Sherrod, the whole thing with what she said at the speech and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden the president's calling her and, geez, could we get her back for another job after they wanted her to pull her to the side of the road and resign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you happen to Google that little girl, that 10-year-old girl singing?
I did, and you know
what?
I think you're right. She had an incredible voice.
Yeah, I think Obama ought to hire her to sing his second inauguration ceremony.
Wow, so you're not putting any stock in anybody else, Kate? You think he's going to be a two-termer?
I'm just going to put up her.
Right now?
Palin?
Oh, listen, no way. Sarah Palin, to me, is not electable. She's not electable. I don't care that people like her, that there's people that will go and hear her speak. But I, Rick, if Sarah Palin were to be put to run for president, I don't see it. I don't see how she would get elected president whatsoever. Mitt Romney, maybe. There's talk about Huckabee. I don't see Huckabee, though, either. We'll see. You're right. Who's this Republican that's going to emerge that would slay Obama in the election? We're going to talk about the Sarah Palin question next here on ATN.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
So former President Bill Clinton was on the tube today. He was on Wolf Blitzer's show on CNN, and he was talking about the Tea Party, and he warned Democrats pretty much to not underestimate the power of this movement. And he also got on a thread where he was talking about Sarah Palin and whether or not she could run for president and all that kind of stuff. And here's what he said on the Palin question.
I think she's clearly a public figure who speaks well and persuasively to the people who listen to her. And she's somebody to be reckoned with. And she's tough. My view is it's always a mistake to underestimate your opponent. And it's also virtually always a mistake to attack them personally as opposed to disagreeing with them on what they want to do. The American people can elect whomever they want, but she served, you know, not a full-time term as governor, and she went out and did this. We don't even know if she's going to run for president.
Yeah, and see, the last thing he said there, you don't know if she's really going to run for president. You know, Rick made that comment, well, who are the Republicans going to throw out there saying that, talking about the little girl singing for Obama's inauguration, that he would be a two-term president. I say two things to that. One, he dropped a hint, and I know I've mentioned this before, that maybe he was a one-term president. He only said it one time that I caught it, and it was in an interview with Diane Sawyer. And I wondered, why would he even throw that out there? Why did he say, well, if I'm a one-term president, I guess going to the fact that, hey, if the American people don't like what I'm doing, then they can vote me out. But it just sounded funny to me, like, wow, I wonder if he, by choice, would say, hey, I did my deal, I've had enough of this. And so it is a fair question, because here we are, 2010, almost at the end of it, and now things will start to heat up, a lot of conversation about who might run, what's going to happen, how big will it be at the end of 2011, and then heading into 2012. I would say that's also a lot of time. Does somebody new emerge? Clinton himself was that renegade guy, governor of Arkansas. Boom, next thing you know, he's the guy who gets the nomination. He's running for president, if you think back to the beginning of the Clinton years. If you think to other politicians, the legacy guys like Bush, Jr., you know, GW, a little bit different because he came from the political family that had Prescott Bush. Things for the Bushes were, they still had to get elected, but things were kind of laid out. There was a path. Okay, we know these people. Here's how you do it. You know, this is what you do. Clinton was the renegade guy, as would Obama be the renegade person. So do the Republicans have somebody up their sleeves that could be that person, the shiny new object who speaks really well, who looks really good, who touches off a nerve with a lot of different types of American people? And the answer is there could be somebody laying in the weeds that you just don't know who it is. If you go back, in fact, with a lot of our presidents, there were some surprises along the way. And maybe that surprise is waiting to happen. Maybe not. But I would say right now, I mean, this would be interesting. This is midterm elections where we're talking about all the House seats and 37 Senate seats. But what if we weren't talking about that? What if we were talking about a presidential year? Do you think that the president would get elected again? Would it happen? Here's what I think. I think people are tired of the rhetoric. They want work to happen. They want something to click. They want either the government on track or the government to shrink, because the American people are very frustrated and very angry. And it's not, to me, I'm saying it's not just the right. It's people on the left who are not getting what they were promised they were going to get, and they feel like they've been ripped off. And all you have to do is, you know what? All you have to do is listen to the progressive rant. Turn on somebody who would be a progressive. And that's kind of a questionable term anyway. But, okay, like, turn on Ed Schultz, for example, who's on MSNBC, and listen for 5 or 10 minutes to who he rails on and what he says. And you know who he's railing on half the time? The president and the Democrats, and the fact that they're not honoring the things they said they were going to honor. And one of them is don't ask, don't tell, because the votes just weren't there. And two of the Democrats bailed on the vote, and they went the other way to keep don't ask, don't tell in place. Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, it didn't get repealed. How about that?
Ask Matt what I said to him. God love him. First off, Timothy Geithner is one of the most insipid asses ever to be in government service. And I absolutely love that man. I think he's such a dishonest creep. I can't stand him. And I rarely say that about people. But he is. He's just an insipid toad.
I agree.
Okay. Well, I know. I was listening to it. I'm going, yes, Timothy Geithner. He just needs to go bye-bye. Don't ask, don't tell. You mentioned military culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to put it in that phrase, but the military does have its own type of culture because it's kind of a closed little society. A lot of military people are not accepted out in the civilian world.
You're right.
And so you develop your own culture. But when you have an extenuating circumstance that, you know, people don't understand the military, it doesn't operate under the civilian laws. It operates under what we know as the UCMJ. Those laws are very binding, and when you enter, you sign contracts agreeing to abide by it. So for civilian people who are wondering about all this, the UCMJ is a lot tougher. And if you're gay and you decide, well, I'm going to go ahead and go in, number one, that's dishonest in my opinion, but I'm going to go ahead and go in, and then a year down the road, I'll out myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, got a newsflash, pal. You're under UCMJ. There's no civilian court here. So most likely you're going to end up on some article charge instead of a penal charge.
Right.
And, you know, I've said this for about 40 years, and I've not been a popular person in it, but I really don't care. There are places that none of us always have to belong. Now, I entered law enforcement in 1970. Women in law enforcement were the most scorned people on the planet. I swear they were. And the harassment was awful.
I
persevered. And let me tell you, I learned so many comebacks with guys that were harassing me and exposing themselves to me. I was like, no, I have kids to support, so if your dinky is all you have to show me, dream on, sucker. I mean, I just, you would come back with it.
Right.
But by the same token, I was also wise enough to know there were parts of law enforcement I did not belong. And I was willing to admit that, although a lot of feminists got on my case, just like in the military, gays do not belong because it does disrupt law or rule and order. And there's a lot of places in the military that women don't belong.
Right.
Because they don't have the upper body strength and they don't have the same emotional level that men carry. It's called testosterone versus hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why people cannot get this. And have the National Gay Task Force not started their hostile movement in 1973, we wouldn't be having this discussion. I guarantee you we wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you research it back to where the gay task force started all this crap, you will find that it was done illegally. And it has caused just a tremendous amount of problems for our military people. And I resent it because it puts people I care about, it puts other families, sons and daughters that they care about, in predicaments that they would not otherwise be facing. And people need to understand how the military operates versus civilian communities, how the military law operates versus civilian law. And they're not getting it. They're just saying, I'm a gay and I just damn well want to be in the military, come hell or high water.
Right, right.
That's
and it's a good
job.
And it's a good point. It's a good point because, see, then you're right. Then what happens, Izzy, is you get called a bigot. You get called a zillion other names. And, you know, why don't you embrace it? It's not fair. What about heterosexuals? You know, the whole argument. But this is different. I think you're right. I didn't serve in the military, but I know plenty of people in my family that did
life
and plenty of others.
Well, life isn't always fair.
Right. You
know,
sound like my mother. Life's not fair.
I've got passed over simply because I was a female.
Yeah.
I know that's why. Oh, well, too bad, how sad. I had a good-paying job. I was able to support my family, and I got over it. And I'm not saying that's always, you know, the right way to take that.
Right, right.
But, you know, circumstances dictate. If you want the job, blah, 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 you do what you have to do.
Right.
And I did. Well, I'm sorry for all those people who think that there are a special class, because that's what political speak has done. That's what all these special classifications have done. They think they have special rights, and they don't.
All right, Izzy gets the last word on that one. Thanks, Izzy. You can still throw in on it, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Don't ask, don't tell. There are definitely people that are cringing listening to some of the things that we've been talking about when it comes to gays in the military. So if you're there and you're cringing, please feel free to give us your point of view. We can count next.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky, and the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great talk radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Want to smoke a doobie in Jerry Garcia's house? You can. If you have $4 million, that tops. We can count. Yeah, would-be home buyers now have a chance to snag the so-called high life. And Jerry Garcia's house is the place to start. 11-acre estate he has in Marin County. Marin County is gorgeous. It's just north of San Francisco. And that's the last place that he lived before he died of a heart attack in 1995 at 53 years old. And I know this is radio, but visualize palm trees that float in front of your house that are right there in the entrance. And also think of the amount of guests that you can have in this 7,000 square foot Mediterranean house. 1,500 square foot artist studio, a solar heated pool, an organic garden. I don't know what you do with that. And then you've got these 300-degree views that span Berkeley's skyline to the Pacific Ocean. I mean, hey, it really is a beautiful house. There was a guy who bought it and renovated it after Garcia died and sold a lot of the stuff that was in there, including the loo to raise money for charity. But it is a beautiful house. So if you've got the $4 million that's hanging around, you might think about taking Jerry's house off the market. I don't know. Owning a piece of rock and roll history, I guess. All right, we move from the lighter side to something a little bit more serious. It's a crazy story. 8 current and former officials from Bell, California have been arrested. You should see the mugshots, brutal mugshots. So here's what the scoop is. They were arrested and charged with misappropriation of funds, meaning they stole the loot. and making or receiving illegal loans. And it demonstrated corruption on steroids is what the L.A. County attorney said. Wow, corruption on steroids. So the charges say that they stole $5.5 million, and that included being paid for phantom meetings. So they would just make up meetings. They had high salaries. They started to catch some local outrage when people realized how much that they were making. So, and Bell, by the way, is a city. So Bell City Manager Robert Rizzo, the police chief Randy Adams, and the assistant city manager Angela Spacaccia resigned after media reports that they were making several hundred thousand dollars a year each. Wow. So they used tax money, baby, that they collected from the lowly middle class citizens of Bell. It was their own personal piggy bank. I hope they nail these suckers to the wall. And we're talking about the bail ranging from like $3.2 mil for Rizzo to $130,000 for one of the other guys. And Rizzo was being paid $800,000 a year. $800,000! That is insane! How did they think that, nobody was going to look under the hood eventually? And see that this was all bogus. I don't see how they get out of this. And Bell is in southeast L.A. County. It's kind of a smallish area. You'll see signs for it when you're in L.A. Like 37,000 people live there or so. The average income for the people that live in Bell, 35,000. So, of course, the people went nutso when they saw this. I mean, the amount that they were paying themselves is just crazy. And this is all stuff that could easily have become public knowledge, so I don't understand why they weren't more diligent, perhaps, in hiding what they were doing. You know, that's the problem. You pull up in a Rolls Royce, some other guy's driving a limousine, you have a Hummer, and you look in the parking lot, and you see in Bell, everybody else is driving a banged-up Toyota or a jacked-up Honda, and they have these ostentatious cars that there's no way they should be able to afford on their salaries and live the way they were living. So I think that they're in for wearing a few jumpsuits. And what's going to be interesting is who turns on who. Because this is how it works. I mean, you know, it's that cycle where it repeats itself. Somebody gets somebody else a job and so on and so forth. And apparently that's what happened in Bell, California. Ooh. I'd be hot, too. All right, this is an interesting story that broke the other day about the seas parting for Moses. I don't know if anybody else happened to see this. It's kind of been all over the Internet. I don't know if anybody on the tube actually did a story on it, but I saw it on the Internet. When I was a kid, you know, Charlton Heston and the parting of the Red Sea and the whole thing, I thought that was just crazy. I mean, just, ooh, you're a kid and you're watching it in his voice. And they're talking about where did the waters actually part for Moses. And actually, now, scientifically, they're talking about it's not really where you think it happened. So, okay, so where did the parting of the waters that were described in the book of Exodus that enabled, of course, Moses, as the story goes, and the Israelites to escape the Pharaoh's army? They're doing these computer simulations at the National Center for Atmospheric Research and the University of Colorado at Boulder. And what their theory is that the biblical account might have depicted actual events, but the researchers studying the maps of the area and the archaeological records and satellite stuff, finding this topographical feature where an event might have been possible, they settled on a place south of the Mediterranean Sea, where some oceanographers say a branch of the Nile River actually drained into what's called the Lake of Tanis, and it was a coastal lagoon 3,000 years ago. I think it's so interesting. So the computer model shows a 63-mile-an-hour east wind blowing across the area and 6 feet deep waters for 12 hours. So picture the scenario. The wind pushes back the waters into both the lake and the channel of the river, And then you've got this mud flat that's about a couple miles long and 3 miles wide for 4 hours. The winds die down, the waters flow back, and in theory would have drowned anybody that was on the mud flat. How interesting. I wonder if this is rattling anybody's cage, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, with what they're coming up with. And looking at the diagram they have, it is kind of plausible, I guess, that, okay, so this is where it probably happened, because we don't have great detail on, you know, we have the story, but we don't have great detail on the actual location. I don't know, something to think about. We go to crimes in courts for this part of We Can Count. I already told you about the Nuts and Bell, who were making the big bucks for doing really nothing. And here's a couple of other things. How about this? You got a sad story about this babysitter who was 11 years old. I don't know, 11 years old babysitting. I'm thinking of my nephew. He's a couple of years shy of 11. I don't know that I'd have him in a house babysitting a two-year-old. So there's an 11-year-old babysitter in Atlanta who's now charged with a two-year-old's death. The sitter is accused of felony murder and cruelty to children. What happened was the sitter is a daughter of the co-worker of the victim's mother and was taking care of the two-year-old, called 911. The mother of the two-year-old called 911 from the babysitter's house after returning to pick up her child. She was taken to the hospital. She was pronounced dead. And an autopsy showed that she suffered blunt force trauma to her head, her torso, and her buttocks. So now they're trying to figure out what happened. The 11-year-old said that the baby fell out of the bed. She put her back, gave her apple juice. So now they're looking at all the evidence, and they took the 11-year-old into custody and put her in a youth detention place. And does it go to juvie court? I mean, what happens here? It's so odd to think about that, because 11, how do you reconcile that? 11-year-old, dead 2-year-old. Things don't add up as to what happened. Do you put her away forever and a day? Or because of juvie rules, what do you think she actually gets? You know, that becomes the question. But how horrific for the mother. And you're talking about a coworker, a situation where they probably thought it was fine. She agreed to do it, and, geez, that's great, and how easy is that? We know each other, and we'll just take the baby over there, and that's the problem. 11 years old, and who knows, maybe the baby wouldn't stop crying, and she was over her head, didn't know what she was doing, and the rest, sadly, is history. The unemployment picture is not too rosy, as we know, in some areas. In fact, the state unemployment picture, the job picture, is probably the worst. We're talking about in 27 states. I was looking at some statistics, and the national unemployment rate ticked up slightly in August, but state by state, it's different. Like places like Nevada and Michigan and California. So 27 states report higher unemployment rates in August, nearly double the 14 that saw increases in July. And these numbers, of course, are from the Labor Department. And the rate is 9.6% for the country as a whole. Nevada, Michigan, and California keep ratcheting up well above 12%. In fact, remember at one point in Nevada, they were talking about almost 15%. Yikes. Coming up, sports shorts. Hang through.
End of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification, are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer specials now at herbalhealer.com.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Pretend that I don't love you. You could never pretend that I'm your man. That's exactly the way that I want it. It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your trouble, taking it downtown every night. I could never place a star that night above. Got my hands on the ground and you know I'm right. You wait so long. You wait so long.
Back for little sports shorts here on America Tonight. Sadly, we're going to jump into some exciting news from the world of baseball, especially for those listening back at the mothership. But before we do that, boy, it's awful when you hear of these athletes, and there's been a few of them that have gone down this road where they've committed suicide. And you have the Denver Broncos wideout, Kenny McKinley, who they think killed himself with a gunshot to the head because he made a bunch of statements about possibly committing suicide. That's why the sheriff's department is investigating it as such. They said he'd been depressed over a knee surgery he had a month ago, and he made statements that he should just kill himself. And, you know, nobody believed he was serious. And how do you know that? You know, he's playing dominoes with the guys, and he makes little statements like that because anybody in that situation would be bummed because it affects the playing time. You're not playing. And apparently McKinley made also comments about not knowing what he would do without football. That's the key. So he flew to South Carolina 10 days before he might have killed himself to see his young son and brought him back with him to Denver on Sunday night. Then there were two females who were friends of his who were taking care of his son. And sadly, they discovered his body on Monday and then, you know, ran to call 911. And they found his body with a pillow over his head and a 45 you know, semi-automatic pistol on top of the pillow. So teammates and people who knew him are speaking out about him. And here's Josh McDaniels talking about McKinley.
We're certainly going to miss him being around here. I know our players will. I know our coaches will. We'll get through this together. And, again, like I said, most importantly, we'll be there to support his family during this very difficult time.
Well, it's crazy with the Broncos, what they've had to endure over the last couple of years. They had, remember, cornerback Durant Williams, who was killed in a drive-by shooting on New Year's Day back in 2007. And then months later, running back Damian Nash, who was 24, collapsed and died after a charity basketball game in St. Louis. You could hear that Josh McDaniels obviously was upset, and you could, you know, tell that he was crying and with the emotion, and I don't blame him. And they said they didn't see any warning signs from McKinley about his state of mind. They had absolutely no idea that they were used to his joking and joking around, and that's how he was acting around the Broncos. So they had no indication of that whatsoever. Okay, so we move from the Broncos to teams and other teams and the possibility of what could be the nail to score game. Some interesting possibilities in matchups this week. And if you've never heard of what we do as far as nail the score is concerned, because you've never listened to the show and you just happen to pop in and hear it, on our next show on Thursday into Friday in the third hour, in our last three segments, we do a thing called Nail the Score. And here's how it works. The computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. And if you correctly guess the team that wins in the matchup, and it's just one matchup, if you correctly guess and then you pick the right team, because trust me, we've had people say scores but pick the wrong team, that doesn't matter. That's not going to work for us. So as long as you pick the right team and the right score, you have huge bragging rights. Nobody has been able to nail the score in the audience anyway. And this week, because here we are, week three, the Vikings, for example, we're going to try to turn things around. They're 0-2, so are the Lions. That's an early afternoon kickoff. It's 1 o'clock East Coast time. Actually, a more interesting matchup, and I don't know, I don't have any control over the computer, could be the Steelers and the Buccaneers. It's wild that the Steelers are off to a good 2-0 start. The Bucs are also off to a 2-0 start. That's an early matchup. Boy, and how about the Cowboys? The Cowboys take on the Texans. The Cowboys are 0-2 on the season. The Texans, out of the chute, haven't lost either one of the two games. This is being played in Houston. Roy Williams from the Dallas Cowboys had this to say about all the conversation about the Super Bowl and everything else. Here's what he said.
Now it's, you know, what's going on in Dallas, and no more Super Bowl for this football team, and yada, yada, yada. But we don't feel that way.
All right, they don't feel that way, but it's not looking good for the Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of people from Texas are listening, and so you know what I'm talking about there. I'll tell you the game that I will be watching, and we'll see what the Bears do, is the Packers and the Bears. Both teams 2-0. That's the Monday night game. That could be a good game. The Dolphins and the Jets, another interesting, I think, matchup, too. And then for me, personally, you all know I like the Eagles. And the Eagles, with Michael Vick as their quarterback, because that's official, taking on the Jags, I like the Eagles' chances to beat Jacksonville. We'll see what kind of numbers that Michael Vick picks up. For all you fantasy players, I wonder how many people snagged Michael Vick. Our own Matt Johnson had a chance to take a flyer or take him off of waivers, and you didn't do that, did you?
No, my buddy who co-manages our fantasy team with me talked me out of using a waiver wire pick on him. Tried to get him in free agency, but another friend had already picked him up, so kind of looking a little shaky in the quarterback department right now, but I definitely wish we would have used it because Vic is... He looks like the real deal. He looks better than he did when he left the NFL.
I think so, too. I think because he's fired up. It's like, you know, he did jail time. He was in jail. He was getting pummeled publicity-wise. Everything was so negative. He lost so much money. He, you know, the world was turning on its axis for Vic, and now he's getting this second chance. And I guess he's embracing it. That's why the Eagles took a chance on him in the first place.
And I think another thing that helped him was last year, sitting out, not playing any real regular time in games. He went in there in a couple of wildcat packages every once in a while, but he just got to sit back and learn to be a better quarterback. And you see him now, he's not taking off and running as much. He's maneuvering around the pocket more and finding open receivers downfield, which is, you know, in the previous years with the Falcons, he'd just take off on a 20-yard run, and now he's throwing 40-yard touchdown passes.
Yeah, what a difference. What a difference a season makes, too. All right, how about the Twins? The Twins winning the AL Central title again. Now it's a question of, as they wrap that up, who are they going to take up? Who are they going to take on in the playoffs? Big for them. Big for the Twins and for the Twin fans, which, of course, their mothership is in Minneapolis. You can hear the applause there from Matt. You know, the Twins should hope they don't take on the Yankees again. I'd say they're sick of the Yankees.
We are definitely sick of the Yankees. I think this is our sixth title in 9 years, and I believe it's the last four. There's been four times out of the six that we played the Yankees in the first round, and they've beat us every single time. And this year is looking like we may play the Rays, maybe the Yankees, but either way, I think this is the year that we got a chance to knock off a couple teams.
Yeah, eventually the luck has to run out, you think, for the Yankees against the Twins. That would be too much to bear to have that happen again, I think, for Twinkie fans for sure. My Phillies are 91-61. Halliday came off of another great performance. They beat up the Braves. The Braves are five behind Philadelphia now, so tick, tick, tick. It's just a matter of time. And we'll see how the playoff picture shakes out with the great game of baseball. When it comes to sports, certainly, I love football, and I love equally baseball, I think. And especially this time of year is great because you have the Sunday football to look forward to and even the college games on Saturday. And then mixed in between, we have playoff baseball. Don't forget about Nail the Score Thursday in our third hour.
Idiot! It's simple!
How's it be, Norm?
Fame, fortune, bath women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.